Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast for the 2010 Amgen Tour of California. The Daily Tour Podcast is powered by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and Bicycle.net, and hosted by me, David Bernstein from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I'll be your host for daily coverage of this year's race. Once again, we'll ride with the pros and bring you coverage of some of the best bicycle racing in the world as the Peloton makes its way from Nevada City in the north to Thousand Oaks in the south. Over 8 stages, 800 miles, and tens of thousands of feet of climbing. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast at www.thefredcast.com and powered by the resources of Bicycle.net. For your weekly audio dose of cycling news, culture, interviews, product reviews, and more, listen and subscribe to the Fredcast. And for more cycling news, product reviews, original cycling essays, go to Bicycle.net or subscribe to their RSS feeds. And now, here's today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. The 2010 Daily Tour Podcast is sponsored by EpicPlanet.tv, producers of the Epic Rides DVD series, virtual bike rides filmed on truly epic routes in scenic locations around the world. Epic Rides DVDs are great for winter training, rainy days, or any time you want to do a concentrated indoor training session. Right now, Epic Planet is offering an amazing deal on what they're calling the Fredcast 5-Ride Bundle. All 5 of the current Epic Rides, Epic Vermont, Epic Acadia, Epic Saguaro East, Epic Mount Lemmon, and Epic Rouge Roubaix at a truly epic price. 5 DVDs or digital downloads, normally a $150 value for just $95.46. Get all 5 DVDs and the digital downloads, normally a $200 value for just $112.46. To get this amazing limited time price, go to epicplanet.tv/Fred, place your order, and use the coupon code Fred at checkout. That's epicplanet.tv/Fred, coupon code Fred, for an epic deal on epic rides. And now, let's get to today's show. Welcome back, everybody, to the Daily Tour Podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, 2010, and it's time for Stage 3 of the Amgen Tour of California. Let's recap our standings going into today's Stage 3 as the riders prepare to make their way from San Francisco down to Santa Cruz. In the gold leader's jersey of the 2010 Amgen Tour of California, it's Brett Lancaster of the Cervelo Test Team, having won yesterday's Stage 2 in Santa Rosa. He's finished the 2 stages of the Amgen Tour of California in 8 hours, 43 minutes, and 24 seconds. Sitting 4 seconds back in second place, it's Peter Sagan from Team Liquigas. And in third place, Carl Menzies is also 4 seconds back, and he's from United Healthcare, powered by Maxis. In our white Best Young Riders jersey is Peter Sagan from Team Liquigas. In our King of the Mountains jersey, it's Thomas Rabaul, from whom we heard so much yesterday, and of course, he's from Team Type 1. And in the green points jersey, Mark Cavendish with 15 points, right on his heels. Brett Lancaster from Cervelo Test also has 15 points. Well, let's look at today's stage. Again, going from San Francisco to Santa Cruz, it's 113.3 miles or 182.3 kilometers. It starts with 2 intermediate sprints, one just after the 10-mile mark and one just before the 20-mile mark, and then 4 big climbs. The final climb is the Bonnie Dune climb, also called Pine Flat Road, and that is where Levi Leipheimer made his stand last year to catapult himself into the gold leader's jersey of last year's Tour of California. He never relinquished that jersey all the way to the final finish line in San Diego. Our first climb today is Tunitas Creek. That comes at 39.9 miles into the race. It's a Category 2 climb at 1,562 feet or 476 meters. Our next climb, very shortly thereafter, at 50 miles into today's race, It is a Category 3. It's California 84 at 1,427 feet or 435 meters. Our next climb, a Category 4 Pescadero Road, comes 59.4 miles into the stage, so very shortly after California 84. Again, this one a Cat 4 at 1,053 feet or 321 meters. And finally, the big one of the day, the Category 2 Bonnie Dune Pine Flat Road climb, a Category 2 at 2,135 feet or 651 meters. That coming at 98.3 miles into today's 113.3 mile stage. Once again, everyone's eyes are on the red jerseys of Team Radio Shack. Everyone is expecting that Team Radio Shack will try to control the front of the peloton today. They might let a break go, but probably reel it back in before Bonnie Dune and then launch Levi Leipheimer on his ascent, hopefully getting him into the gold leader's jersey. But before we get to that, it is time for our usual pre-race interviews with our team from Bicycle.net, including JT and Cynthia Liu. Gotta warn you today, little bit of audio problems out there on the course. We've only got two interviews for you. And to be honest, the audio could be much better. It's not up to our usual standards. We'll have better for you tomorrow. We're going to start with an interview with Carl Menzies. Carl Menzies was in the break yesterday. We had questions for him about that and a couple more. Here's Cynthia Liu and JT from Bicycle.net with their interview with Carl Menzies. Trust me, there's some good tidbits here. Ignore the background noise, if you would. We were near the team bus when this interview was taken. Anyway, here we go with today's interview with Carl Menzies.
So yesterday, you were in the break all day.
Yep, it was good.
Yeah.
I got to climb the climbs a lot slower than the other guys, and got to the top of the last one before that group with Levi and Lance came up, and it was good for me. Wet, miserable day apart from that, and messed up the finish a little bit, but no, good day for the team.
Cool. Well, could you say a little bit about, you know, there's so much flurry in the beginning as the brakes are starting to form. How do you know what a good break is?
Well, we've got eight guys trying to get in that one break, and we know it's going to be four or five guys. You just have to gamble a little bit on different groups, and you kind of know when it's about to go, and we just got to have someone in it. So it's a big gamble. It's a bit of luck, but, you know, we've got in it 2 days, and we'll try again today.
Cool, cool. And you won the
both sprints, and I couldn't climb. I think I was second in the climbs, but the type one guy was a bit too quick up the climbs.
Ah.
I was too heavy.
So what are you looking forward to in today's stage? We've got three steep King of the Mountain.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try and get someone in the break again, I guess, and then just try to get up the climbs as easy as we can. Rory's climbing well, Mark's climbing well, so we'll try and get them up over the climb with the GC guys, and apart from that, just try to get to the finish as quick as possible.
All right, cool. So, how did you recover yesterday? What do you do to recover from being out in the freezing cold?
Protein with muscle milk straight after the race, and then massage, eat as much as I can, and then go to bed. It's pretty simple.
Do you get sick of eating by the end of these tours?
You do. You kind of start with like pasta, and then you have pasta and some cream sauce just to try and make it taste a little bit better. And it's the same stuff every day, but that's what you need, and that's what you get served. So it gets a bit monotonous, but that's okay. That's not too bad.
What's your favorite part of racing Tour California?
Well, the favourite thing would be to win a stage. That would be amazing. But just the people, I mean, obviously the crowds are as big as you're going to get in the US. So, and to race the Pro Tour guys, I mean, if we can beat these guys, it definitely bodes well for us domestically. So, yeah, just the crowds and the competition.
Cool. And anything else, any deep dark secrets you'd like to share with our Bicycle.net fans?
Oh, sorry. I need advance notice of this. No, sorry, there's no deep dark secrets. I've got nothing.
All right, great.
All right, I got a couple of important questions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you go sock, shoe, or sock, shoe?
Sock, shoe.
Important. And are you water toothpaste brushing or toothpaste water brushing?
toothpaste water. I actually washed, brushed my teeth on the RV today, and there was a cup of water and a cup to spit it all into.
And a more serious note, you talked about recovery. What are the legs like? You were in a break, some really hard climbs. Third one, last one seemed to be very, very steep to me and wet, and so traction obviously going to be a problem. The legs got to be hurting a little bit today. How does that affect you today? And can you look at going into break today? Are you more looking to try to spin the legs out and have
It's a fine line because we were able to climb the climbs a lot slower than the bunch, and the last climb we were able to ride at our own pace, whereas all the other guys were on their limit to try and get over the top, whereas we kind of, there's two of us and we just rode up there to get to the top, and it wasn't as hard as the other guys, so it's a bit of a trade-off, and my legs feel fine today, so I've recovered well and I'll try and do the same thing today.
When you're sitting and you're hitting the last climb, you're over the top, I mean, you know you're going to get caught? Is that in your mind, like, I'm going to get caught, so we're going to try to recover a little bit before we get caught?
Exactly. All I knew is I had to get to the top of the climb, and then I didn't care what happened, because I knew there'd probably be a select group come across to us, and then I'd be a decent sprinter in that group, which is exactly what happened, so I raced as hard as I could to get to the top of the climb, and then I kind of relaxed on the descent and then waited, and then the group came, and then we just sat on because Radio Shack rode all the way to the finish, and then the sprint, Rory ended up fourth for us, and I had a little mishap, but we'll try again today and try and get a win.
One last question. I was watching as we were coming in the car, and those bod dots were, the wrong angle for the corners, it seemed like. Is that something that you're, like, preparing when you come across those corners and you know that you're missed to miss those bod dots?
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many GC guys, and they've got obviously more races after this, like Tour de France and whatever, everyone was taking it pretty safely through the corners, so they were never really a problem. There's a lot of them, but everyone's professional and, rode smart.
How slippery was it?
It was slippery. The last corner, my front wheel slid out. So, it wasn't the best, but, that's racing.
Thank you.
Do you believe in ice baths?
I don't really do ice baths, no.
Okay.
I don't like the cold.
Do you do beer?
I did have a nice IPA last night just to recover. I think that helped.
What's your favorite?
Oh, there's no favourite. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they've got a nice brewery there in Founders, and they do a good beer.
Stone. Try Stone.
Stone. I've tried Stone. It's not too bad.
The IPA is pretty good.
You try Founders, and that's...
I will.
It'll be good.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. I'm sorry about that. I told you the audio was not the greatest, but I thought Carl had some great things to say, and of course, JT had to jump in there and start talking about beer. But next up, Cynthia Liu had the opportunity to talk to Chris Baldwin and get some of his comments on the Amgen Tour of California so far for this year.
Hey everyone, I'm Cynthia Liu with Bicycle.net, here with Chris Baldwin. Hi Chris.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, are you nervous for this? Do you get nervous anymore before stages?
Oh, everyone's a little nervous kind of going into the first stage, or I think after that, by stage three like this. Yeah. Pretty mellow.
All right, cool. So what's the plan for today?
United Healthcare, we're thrilled with our race so far. We've executed our plan exactly every day, and that's to have guys in the moves. And we were very close to a stage win yesterday with Carl Menzies. Just some bad luck with the slick roads. He ended up crashing in the last kilometer and a half. And we feel he could have had a good chance of winning the stage. So just keep doing what we're doing, representing while Rory's riding the best he ever has in his life, probably. And he's a genuine contender for the overall. And like I said, the rest of us getting in moves. And,
so how has this Tour of California been for you versus last year?
Well, no, last year was a real thrill. I was riding for a team that had the yellow jersey, and I got to ride the front. That's an honor. And then I was in the breakaway going into the Rose Bowl, which was another just thrill for me. So last year was great. This year, so far, not so good. I've already hit the deck, and I crashed out of that second group on the road, in which case I would have been able to kind of live to fight another day versus now I'm out of the general classification. So personally, not the best year so far, but like I said, the important thing is that the team's riding so well, and we're just ecstatic with the way the team's functioning as a group.
Chris, question for you. You said you hit the deck. how hard is it to get up the next morning? I mean, for someone like me, I hit the deck. I don't ride for a week.
Sure.
Your job says that you have to get up if you can and get back on the saddle. How hard is it? How stiff are you? How does the body respond to that? And how long, once you're back on the bike, does it take to actually feel even reasonably normal?
It's a very, very good question. And obviously, it's just a continuum with what exactly happened when you hit the deck. And we've had more than half our team, I believe, mostly everyone on our team has crashed at some point already. It's been a dangerous year, and the roads yesterday, like I said, were it was like an ice skating rink. So again, some guys, Carl Menzies, ran into a motorhome on stage one, and the motorhome took the brunt of the the motorhome's worse off than Carl. That's the running joke, versus a guy like me is maybe a little more fragile and not as hard. And I went down, and the physical part of hitting the ground wasn't so bad, but I have a lot of muscular, when you go down, you clinch up and maybe you strain a bunch of muscles. So without getting into boring you with details, it just depends, but it's hard. The answer is it's very hard. It's hard to get back on your bike and get down the rest of the way. And then the next morning you're sore. And the best thing you can do is put it out of your mind and not worry about it. Get moving, because that'll get the fluids moving through.
You
there.
Talked about, I guess you said you don't want to talk about the
long-winded
said, let's not go into the details, but is there something you do the night before to loosen the road rash, keep it from getting so stiff?
Again, it just depends. We have a great staff of soigneurs and doctors that, we're lucky enough to come in and they dress the wounds and make sure that there's taginerm on it and it's clean. We have fantastic staff in our soigneurs and our doctor to handle that. And you ice things. Same thing, anyone at home would do if they fell down the stairs or something. You ice all the wounds. You try to stretch lightly. But like I said, the best thing, the most important thing is mentally to move past the crash and not dwell on it, just like any other setback in life or cycling. To move forward and not let it get in your head. And if you can get moving, like I said, just get on the bike and get riding the next day, that'll flush a lot of the stuff out and loosen everything up kind of naturally. It's just...
One last question, I'll bring you back to Cynthia. Do you keep, and you said you have to get it out of your head, but do you... Looking at a day like yesterday,
sure.
It has to be in your head that
it's very, very, very frustrating.
It's slippery.
You spend all season preparing for this race. This is the biggest race United Healthcare, presented by Maxis, will do all year. It's all for everyone on this team. This is the highlight of our year, and we want to be at our best and perform at our best. And there's a ton of preparation that goes into this. So when something is as small or as stupid as a crash happens and costs you 10 minutes in the overall, it's very, very frustrating. So like I said, the most important thing is not to dwell on that, or you'll carry it with you the rest of the race.
Thank you.
What are some mental clearing strategies that you have, ways to get back into your mental game?
No strategy in particular, just don't worry, be happy. Luckily, you're surrounded on this team, on United Healthcare, we're surrounded by such a great group of guys that are constantly joking and supporting each other. And Andrew Pinfold crashed on stage one, he was a walking corpse of road rash. He didn't have any of his original skin on his body, and everyone checked in on him, and that's the important thing, is just to support each other and keep each other laughing. Laughter is the best medicine for this, for that kind of thing.
Ice bath or no ice bath?
No, you want to get everything covered right away, but probably might work for some people. Yeah, ice for sure.
So what's it been like? I know Kimberly's here.
My wife is here. My wife, Kimberly.
That is very awesome. I think it's so cool that you're able to travel together and just see a little bit more of each other. Like, are you actually even able to spend any time together? Or it's just like, hi, I know you're here, and that helps you?
The latter. You hit the nail on the head. Just knowing that she's here is important. Last year, I knew I was in a breakaway. Like I said, coming into Pasadena, I knew that she was in a car behind, and that's amazing motivation. I'd flatted out of that breakaway, and it took everything I had to chase back to the breakaway on the climb. Knowing that your wife's behind you watching in a car is just what I needed for that extra bit to get back in the group at least. And you know, try to contest the finish. So it's special. It's lucky that my wife is supportive, and I would never be here without her. So it's that much more special to have her here.
That's awesome. It's awesome. I was in that car with her.
I know.
It was very stressful for both of us.
Stressful for me as well. Bit of a heartbreaker again, but we're getting there, so important things keep moving forward.
And with that, the racers got ready to go take part in today's stage. One note before we talk a little bit about the stage. For those of you who were watching the coverage live on Versus here in the United States today, who weren't watching it on the internet on the Tour Tracker, you had a little bit of a disappointment because we knew that today's stage had the possibility of being a decisive stage for this year's race. Versus cut out to go to a hockey game just before the finish of the race. Disappointing tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of fans all over the United States who were unable, therefore, to see the finish. And you'll find out in a little while why it was that that was so critical today. And just one quick note, Lance Armstrong, after the event, had this to say in his Twitter feed. Who's the dumbass at Versus TV that cut off the Amgen Tour of California coverage with a mile to go for pregame hockey? And that, ladies and gentlemen, says it all. Well, let's look at how today's race played out on the roads of California. The racers left San Francisco and headed down the race course and mostly stayed together in the initial 20 miles or so of the stage. Peloton rolling through the two intermediate sprints at the beginning of the stage, mostly together with Mark Cavendish winning the first intermediate sprint and Carl Menzies from United Healthcare taking the second. As the riders approached the first of our King of the Mountains climbs today at Tunitas Creek, a break formed. None of the major GC contenders were in there. However, local Andy Jacquemain was there from the Bissell Pro Squad. Also in there were Eric Boyle from Spider Tech, David Fratini from Team Type 1, Will Routley from Jelly Belly, and Ryan Anderson from Kelly Benefit Strategies. And they stayed together for three of the four KOM climbs today. The first KOM being taken by Fratini. He also took the second, and then Anderson taking the third. As predicted, Team Radio Shack was at the front of the peloton most of the day, not letting the break get too far ahead because, as I mentioned earlier, it seemed like Radio Shack's strategy all along was to let a break go if they had to, but to make sure that they reeled them back in before they got to the base of the Bonnie Dune climb. And that is exactly what they did. As the peloton made that left turn to begin the Bonnie Dune climb, they reeled back in the last of the break, and then Radio Shack did exactly what everybody predicted, and that was charge at the front of the peloton to try to get their man, three-time defending champion Levi Leipheimer, up the road and up to the top of the climb before anyone else. On the early slopes of Bonnie Dune, there was a bit of battling going on. Andy Schleck trying to get up there, Dave Zabriskie trying to get up there, a number of people trying to make their way to the front of the pack. But when it all settled out, it was Levi Leipheimer, Dave Zabriskie, and Michael Rogers, the three charging up to the summit of Bonnie Dune. At that point, they had about a minute and a half on the charging peloton. Soon, Cervelo and Liquigas tried to get their GC contenders up to the front to try to bridge the gap. And at one point, they brought the gap down to just under a minute. But at the line, it was the three who came over the summit who were battling for the stage victory. Taking first place today was Dave Zabriskie. Second place, Michael Rogers. And in third place on the stage for the day, Levi Leipheimer. With Dave Zabriskie's 10-second bonus, Michael Rogers' 6-second bonus, and Levi's 4-second bonus, there was a change in the general classification after today's stage. Dave Zabriskie himself from Garmin Transition pulled on the golden leader's jersey of the Amgen Tour of California with a total time of 13 hours, 9 minutes, and 33 seconds. Michael Rogers from Team HTC Columbia is sitting in second, 4 seconds back, and the defending champion Levi Leipheimer from Team Radio Shack is 6 seconds behind our race leader, Dave Zabriskie. In fourth in the general classification from Team Liquigas, it's Peter Sagan. He's 21 seconds back. Mark DeMar from United Healthcare, presented by Maxis, is 24 seconds behind Zabriskie. In sixth is Janic Brockovic from Team Radio Shack, 27 seconds back. And the rest of the top 10, all also at 27 seconds back, includes Ryder Hedgedal, Peter Stetna, Rory Sutherland, and Tom Danielson. Once again, for those who are interested, Lance Armstrong from Team Radio Shack is also 27 seconds back of Dave Zabriskie in 12th place overall. As I mentioned earlier, Mark Cavendish won our first sprint, and Carl Menzies from United Healthcare won the second, and that leaves Mark Cavendish alone atop the point standings with 21 points. In second place is Peter Sagan from Liquigas with 19 points, and Carl Menzies from United Healthcare is in third with 15 points, tied with Dave Zabriskie and Brett Lancaster, our former golden jersey wearer. Peter Sagan also is sitting atop the best young rider classification. As I also mentioned earlier, our four KOMs were won by David Fortini, and Levi Leipheimer. And that means that sitting atop our KOM points so far after three stages of the 2010 Amgen Tour of California, Thomas Rabaul from Team Type 1 with 26 KOM points. In second place, Carl Menzies from United Healthcare with 22 points. And David Fortini, the king of the mountains for today, from Team Type 1 with 18 points, is sitting in third. After today's stage, Dave Zabriskie was asked to describe the climb over Bonnie Dune, a little bit of what was going on there with him and Mick Rogers and Levi Leipheimer in the last few Ks, and of course, to describe the finish. And in typical Dave Zabriskie fashion, this is what we got.
Bonnie Dune starts out really hard at the bottom, so I knew I had to be at the front, and thought Radio Shack would do their little thing. That's what they did. Was able to stay with Levi and Michael Rogers over the top, and coming down into the finish, we were trying to hold off the chase. They were closing the gap quite rapidly, and the finish was different than it was last year. I gave it a good acceleration with, I don't know, maybe 500 meters to go. And there's a couple corners, and yeah, held it off. That was great. Mm-hmm. Is that enough for you?
Dave was also asked how he felt coming into the race and how he feels now that he's in the Golden Leaders jersey and what his chances will be over the next coming days.
Coming into the race, I was a bit unsure, but the feelings I had today was very good feelings. I think it's the first time I've been able to go that deep so far this season, and hopefully I can stay with Levi in the continuing climbs to come.
Dave Zabriskie has been the runner-up on the final podium at the Tour of California twice, both in 2006 and in 2009. This is his first opportunity in the Golden Leaders jersey, and he was asked how it feels.
I've been the runner-up here a couple of times. Never won a stage here, never touched the jersey in the time that this race has been going on. So just to touch this jersey is it's quite an honor. It's my favorite race on the calendar. It's I'm very proud, very excited to wear this.
And with that, Dave Zabriskie headed off to medical controls and rode off into the sunset in his golden California jersey. We're looking forward now to stage four Wednesday tomorrow from San Jose to Modesto, 121.5 miles, 195.5 kilometers. Along the way, two intermediate sprints and two climbs, including the famed Sierra Road climb, and that is going to come very early in tomorrow's race. It's a Category 1 climb at 1,943 feet or 592 meters, and that coming just 8.1 miles into the stage. And then from there, it's rolling hills until they get to the Category 4 Mines Road Climb, 47 miles into tomorrow's route at 1,512 feet or 461 meters. It's a long way from there all the way to the finish line in Modesto, including two finishing circuits downtown. What does that mean? I think tomorrow that what you can do is you can expect to see a breakaway probably get a fairly long lead, definitely after the Sierra Road climb, and then somewhere shortly after the Mines Road descent, you can watch the time gap dwindle until finally I would expect that break to get caught somewhere before or during the first circuit around Modesto, and then it's going to be a day for the sprinters to try to gather more points on the line in Modesto, California, in the 2010 Amgen Tour of California. We will bring you more details tomorrow on that stage and, of course, our usual race interviews. We look forward to talking to you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast at www.thefredcast.com and powered by the resources of bicycle.net. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or to jt@bicycle.net. This is your host, David Bernstein, from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. So long from the 2010 Amgen Tour of California, and thanks for listening.